Health Topics Tuesday on SVI Media. Joining us today is Dr. Kurt, Chief Medical Officer at Star Valley Health. Dr. Kurt, as always, appreciate your time today to talk about COVID-19 and the latest updates. As this continues to evolve and social media kind of interacts with this, a lot of times we're seeing that the influenza is claiming more lives than coronavirus and COVID-19. And, you know, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about those comparisons that you may have seen that have been made.
So in the last 10 years, we've had anywhere from 12,000 to 61,000 people die per year. So that's a significant number of individuals. But at the same time, the number of people who we know of had influenza illness have been in the tens of millions. So in the worst case, we've had a couple of years ago that we believe 61,000 people died from influenza, but 45 million people actually were ill with the disease. In this situation right now, we have around 790,000 confirmed cases of COVID, and we have 42,000 people who've died in the United States already from COVID. And if you compare that and make the multiplications for the number of people who had influenza in the past, we're talking around 1.25 to 2 million people will die from COVID if we don't continue to make the steps that we've done. And I want to thank everybody for doing an unbelievable job of following the guidelines that we set forth. It's been amazing to see this wonderful community do such a good job. And I think that explains why we have not seen very many cases here in the Valley. So some people will go on to say, well, we really don't know the number of people who have actually been sick, and that there may be a lot more cases of COVID out there than what we realize. And that's very true. I would remind people as well, though, there's not been a time in my lifetime where I've had to see them opening up field hospitals and bringing in military boats to expand the number of beds, hospital beds for influenza. So again, just a means of being able to compare the severity of this disease to some of the more common respiratory illnesses, particularly influenza that we see. So antibody testing is another big hot topic out there. And I need to explain that antibody testing, although it sounds rather simple or simplistic, it is not. And developing a test that is both sensitive, meaning that it will determine if you truly have the antibodies, and specific, meaning that when you are testing, what you believe you are testing for and what turns positive is actually the antibody that you're looking for. That's a rather complicated process. And in most situations, for most viruses, it takes years upon years to develop those sort of tests. And we're trying to put that sort of testing out there in a matter of months. Science has evolved and has gotten much more efficient about doing that sort of development. It is still a very complicated set of science principles that are used to make an antibody test a reality. So there's been a lot of companies out there saying that they've got the antibody test and so forth, but everybody that I've listened to nationally, as well as the local experts in Idaho Falls and in Salt Lake, are saying that the antibody testing is not quite ready. We hopefully will have something here in the next few weeks, and hopefully Star Valley Health will have that test available as well, but we really need to be patient and allow us to go through the correct process so that we can make sure that what test we do get is accurate.
Dr. Kirk joining us today on Health Topics Tuesday, Chief Medical Officer at Star Valley Health. So the antibody testing kind of leads us right into a vaccine for this at some point in the future. What have you heard as far as the development of a vaccine, and how close is that?
So everybody that I have listened to continues to talk about a 12 to 18 month turnaround time. And when did the clock start on that? Probably sometime in January, February. So I think at the earliest we would be seeing something by the beginning of next year to mid next year. And why is that so important? There's something called herd immunity, and we think it takes about 80% of people to have the illness to develop what we call a herd immunity, meaning keeping the other 20% from ever seeing the virus and getting infected. And that's why when we look at vaccination rates, like influenza, we really strongly encourage yearly influenza vaccines, so that if we get 80% of people vaccinated, then that creates a herd immunity. And we've seen that recently in the last several years, that when the vaccination rate drops below 80% or thereabouts, for things such as measles or whooping cough, we start seeing outbreaks of those diseases again. And so a very consistent set of numbers that we've used for many illnesses for many years.
Now, Dr. Kirk, as I've seen people talk about herd immunity, one of the common talking points, if you will, is saying that, well, if the population gets infected, then without a vaccine, then we're immune at that point. But you're saying that herd immunity is a little bit different, where the population needs to be vaccinated rather than just let it run through its course without any sort of protective measures.
Well, yes and no. If we just had no mitigation principles at work here, we would get 80% of people infected. But what I'm trying to say is that the numbers would be overwhelming for the communities. The number of deaths that would occur and the ability for any institution to be able to take care of those that are sick would be quickly overrun, and our hospital would simply run out of people and resources to take care of those. So the goal is to try to keep the transmission rate low until we can get the vaccine. And then once we have the vaccine, then we can develop a herd immunity using the vaccination as compared to just allowing people to get sick. If we get 80% of the population sick in the next couple of months, that would be a catastrophe for our community and every community if it were to happen in such a quick fashion. And we saw that in Italy, and we have been witnessing that particularly in New York.
Dr. Kirk, Chief Medical Officer with Star Valley Health, joining us on our Health Topics Tuesday today. One final question for you is talk of this second wave that many are saying is coming. We've seen the numbers in Wyoming and almost across the nation appear to kind of taper off a little bit as far as the curve goes, and the percentage rate of increase dropping and lowering. So what can you tell us about a possible second wave of COVID-19?
Right. That's a very good point. So if you go back to the 1918 pandemic of influenza, it was actually the second wave that led to the most number of deaths during that time. And so we could see a very similar thing happen with this. The goal, again, is to mitigate how many people get sick now, have testing available so that we can do good testing, quick testing, accurate testing, and then when people do get sick, then we can do some contact tracing and kind of minimize the number of people that that individual comes in contact with, and or all of those that that person came in contact with. And so you get a real exponential rise of number of people that get infected. So again, right now we're trying to buy some time for our testing and to decrease the prevalence of the disease in the community, and then have strategies to allow us to kind of go back to some level of normality, but to be able to mitigate much more quickly and contain the disease so that we do not get a huge second wave, as is a common thing that occurs. And again, our communities are doing great around the state, and it proves how well that this mitigation strategy has been so far.
Dr. Kirk, Chief Medical Officer, joining us on our Health Topics Tuesday, sponsored by Star Valley Health. Dr. Kirk, thanks so much for your time.